At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is finally Friday. It is July 25th. Thank you guys so much for being here. The weekend is here. So much happening in town this weekend. It's going to be another busy one. How you doing this morning?
Doing good. First off, I want to know, are you okay? I know you're a little under the weather yesterday.
Yeah, I'm doing great this morning. I think I got everything that was bad out of me. So I'm doing well and just ready for the weekend. What about you?
Yeah, good to know. So I'm in a little bit of a ticket situation, and I called Steph on it yesterday. This is crazy to me. A friend of a friend, I don't know him super well, but it's always been good vibes every time I met him. He text messages me and says, "Hey, dude, my uncle can't make it. He's got Beyonce tickets, section 130, row 15, for $150. And I call Steph, and she said, you know, do your due diligence. I did. And here's the thing. He said, why don't we just meet there? And I have two friends out of town, so we're all three of us are going to meet this gentleman at Allegiant for the ticket. So I'm thinking, I mean, what do I have to lose?
Yeah, I mean, if it's from someone that you trust, I would say go for it. It doesn't sound like a bad idea to me.
Steph?
I was very skeptical because section 130, row 15, for 100, what, how much?
$150.
That is really low because I'm in the 100 sections. And although I'm a little closer, those run for like $400. So I'm like, are they sure? Are you sure they're not scamming you? Are you sure you're not in an obstructed view? So I would say, hey, yeah, do your due diligence and just be leery a little bit about it because I don't know any 100 section that's going to be running for $150 a ticket.
Well, listen, I mean, I've never been to Allegiant, but I assume like I could, you know, we could try the tickets out and then I could pay. Right?
I don't think they're going to let you do that.
Okay.
Do you think?
I don't think so. I mean, do you? I mean,
because what's to prevent you to just walk in and say, well, bye, and you can't get in and follow me. So, if you know the guy, I'd say,
kind of.
Why would you? Well, like, what's kind of?
Friend of a friend, you know, just had good, we never like hung out just individually, just through a friend of a friend, and we've always just kept it's like a text message relationship.
What was the face value on the tickets? Is that what it is?
Ask them.
I never thought about it.
When you bought your tickets, do you remember what you paid?
Steph? For me?
Yeah.
I will tell you right now, I'm in section 114 and I bought it. I'm in like the 20 something row and I bought it for $475.
Was that when they went on sale or was it second, like the secondary market?
No, it was right when the Beehive pre-sale came on.
Oh, then yeah, then that sounds kind of fishy. Maybe he's just trying to make a quick buck because he doesn't want to deal with all the other stuff, mm-hmm. you know?
That's pretty much what he said. So, I mean, ladies, at the end of the day, if it doesn't work out my way, we'll have a story for Monday or Tuesday.
Can't wait for it.
Oh, man. Well, good luck. What day are you trying to go?
Tonight? Yes.
Oh, man, Julian, I'm going to see your stories. I'm going to be following along.
I'll text you.
Did Julian make it into the Legion Stadium tonight?
That's going to be the million-dollar question. Were you scammed or were you not scammed? So it's going to, definitely be a busy one with Beyonce doing two shows Friday and Saturday night. And so many people in town. I saw all the activations in town and the pop-ups and the random flash mobs and stuff. And it's just definitely Beyonce weekend here in Las Vegas. And if you're a fan, this is your Super Bowl. She is finally here. So it's going to be amazing. I can't wait to hear all the stories about it. So we'll definitely have a lot to talk about next week when we come back from the weekend. So it should be a lot of fun. But let's do it. Let's get this show started. Let's play the first song of the show. You guys get to pick it. It's the pre-show. You pick them. What do you want to hear? Do you want to hear Total Eclipse of the Heart by Nikki French? Every now and then I fall apart. And I need you now tonight. And I need you more than ever. And if you're lonely, hold me tight. Do you want to hear Return of the Mac by Mark Morrison? Or do you want to hear Rich Girl by Gwen Stefani and Eve? All right, those are your choices. Get your votes in right now. Tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM or vote on our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning, or just text or call us, 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Hold my head up high. And it's been a while since I said I'm sorry.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. You ever see something so stupid, you immediately look around to see if anyone else caught it too? Like, it can't just be me who saw that. What happened, Julian?
Okay, so I'm on Facebook, just kind of, you know, skimming, and a friend of mine, Adrian, back home in Chicago, he, you know, we have a mutual friend that unfortunately passed away a couple years ago. And, you know, I'm just going through my friend's feed. It's his birthday. His name is Kyle. And everyone's wishing him, obviously, happy heavenly birthday. Happy heavenly birthday, Kyle. We miss you, et cetera, et cetera. Tell me why my friend Adrian, he literally posts, happy birthday. Miss ya. Miss ya. Y-A. We need to hang soon. So my friend's been passed away. You know, this gentleman's been passed away for like 4 years.
But he knows it?
I guess not. But I mean, in my mind, I'm like, that was really... I mean, what do you think? Do you think that's kind of a dumb move? I would be kind of cognizant of that because, I mean, mutual friends is kind of... He definitely is in the circle. I just don't know what he was thinking.
Well, just in his defense, I've done that before where I wish someone a happy birthday that was dead. And it wasn't on purpose. It was more like I'm friends with a lot of people on Facebook. And when it shows the birthdays, I'll just go down and all right, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday.
That's fair.
And there was someone I didn't know, like personally, that I was just like Facebook friends with. And then I get this message from a family member and they're like, how did you know so-and-so? And I was like, oh, we were just Facebook friends. And they're like, well, he passed away this year. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, there is absolutely no way I would have known that. So maybe your friend didn't know that? I don't know.
Yeah, obviously, I guess he didn't know that, but I kind of assumed he would because we do have a lot of mutual friends and they've hung out together more than once. And also, I guess he didn't do this, but in my mind, when I wish someone's birthday, I go to that person's page and I go through their feed. Like, I'll scroll down just to see who's wishing them a happy birthday before I post anything.
Oh, yeah. I mean, some days there you got like 20 birthdays. I don't have time to go through 20 profiles.
That's
to
true.
Scroll through.
That's true.
Okay. But so did you say anything to him? Like, hey, you know, so-and-so passed away, or what are you doing? Because I was going to say, I can understand the message, like, hey, happy birthday, miss ya. But then you made a comment of wanting to hang soon.
Right.
That doesn't bode very well for your friend if he's wanting to hang soon. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe I'm an irresponsible friend. I did not tell him. I'm trying to be honest with you, I'm trying to scroll down on the Facebook feed right now to see his comment. But he's got so many, you know, comments from other friends. I can't find it right now. But yeah, maybe I need to do that. I mean, it's been like 4 or 5 days now. But yeah, I look, it wasn't malicious. But in my mind, first intuition, when I saw the post, was like, wow, this guy wasn't thinking.
Yeah. Have you ever done that? Have you ever done something that you were like, oh man, what was I thinking? Or you saw someone do it? 702-364-9400. I would just say, honestly, I'd rather be the person that accidentally sends love than the one who gets online just to be like mean. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But at least it was a pleasant thing. It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Hello and good morning. Welcome to the show. It is finally Friday. It is July 25th, 6:04. Thank you so much for being here, getting ready for the weekend. We are so glad to have you with us. So you think you know someone, and then suddenly they are, I don't know, belting out Backstreet Boy deep cuts or
yep,
giving the Summer I Turned Pretty full director's commentary. And that's how Steph is starting her weekend off with her husband. What's going on?
Yeah, and I thought I knew my husband. We've been friends for like 15 years, and then we've been married for almost 7 years. So I'm like, I feel like I know this guy, right? So a couple weekends ago, we go to the Backstreet Boy residency at the Sphere. And I thought I was the Backstreet Boys fan, but this guy, my husband, he is standing the whole entire time. He's singing the deep cuts of the songs that I didn't even know. I'm like, I'm shocked. Okay, and that's not even it. And then after the show, I talked about how after Backstreet Boys, we're all leaving, and he spots in the crowd right next to us this girl who ends up being Ashley Carter, who's Nick Carter's sister. I'm like, who? How did you even know what Ashley Carter looks like, right?
Right.
But that's not even the craziest part. So this weekend, I know it's a crazy weekend because of Beyonce, but he's like, babe, we got to find the time to catch up with the show, The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Ooh, that looks good.
I mean, have you seen the show, Mercedes,
before? Oh, yeah. I'm president of the Bellyverse, man. I'm going to judge him based on whose team he's on, Team Ooh. Conrad or Team Jeremiah. I am fully going to judge him. Do you know?
So I don't know what team he's on, but okay. I will tell you that throughout the show, he is such a fan of the show that he is predicting everything that's happening, and he has been spot on every single time.
There's only 3 episodes out in the new season right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I think, when do each episode, do you know when they get aired? Like every Wednesday or every
Thursday? I can't remember. Me and my youngest, we sit down and watch it like as soon as it comes out. I can't remember what day it is, though. Yeah.
Ladies, that is is it like a rom-com or like a high school series?
Yes.
Type show, right?
They're older than high school now, but it's a kind of a summer love type series where they go to this place every summer, and it's a couple of families, and yeah, it's really, really good.
You know, just like knowing James, I think he's Team Jeremiah, because he's like, oh, there goes Conrad again, messing up, man. I know that Jeremiah and Belly, they're gonna work out.
I've totally changed my views on your husband. He's Team Jeremiah.
I think he's Team Jeremiah.
Oh, Jeremiah is the worst.
Why?
The worst.
Why are you not Team Jeremiah?
Oh my gosh, maybe you guys need to catch up. He's the worst. He gives the guy who claps when the plane lands energy. He is the worst. I
like, we had me and my daughter had this full conversation. She's like, I can just tell what kind of a person you are based on what team you go for. If you're Team Jeremiah, she's like, oh man, I totally, she's going to hate hearing this. I can't tell her. I don't want to change her opinion on James.
But like, the thing is, I'm so frustrated with Conrad because he had his moment. He had his chance to be with her.
But he's a good person. Mm. And Jeremiah is not a good person. He's not a good person. I'm telling you.
Give it a chance. Maybe we need to let the season play out, okay?
I've seen too much already. I'm like, I can't stand this guy.
Fine. I mean, whatever, Team Steven. We're going to go Team Steven.
Yeah, just go for a random pick on that one. Well, we've got so much on the show coming up for you this morning. We've got another four-pack of those passes for the advanced screening of Freakier Friday. Lots of calls on that. It's going to be so good. Such a great follow-up. I can't wait to see it. And we're going to have those for you at 7:30 this morning with the Mega Minute. And coming up next, we have What's Trending. What if I told you Taylor Swift just pulled off another record-breaking world tour without moving a muscle? I'll tell you where you can stand face-to-face with fearless Era Taylor. That's coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Taylor Swift is trending this morning. Are you ready for it? Madame Tussauds this week, they just dropped their biggest mic. I mean, and wax figure moment ever. 13 Taylor Swifts in 13 cities. Each dressed in a different era's look. And yes, Vegas is on the list. We got the fearless version because obviously, I mean, she is decked out. She's got the gold fringe Roberto Cavalli mini dress, knee-high Louboutins, glittering gold to black microphone, and that honestly belongs in a museum itself. So needless to say, the whole thing is art. It's giving like legend in her own era. It's really cool. This is the biggest launch Madame Tussauds has done in its 250-year history, and they went all in. They recreated every detail from the tour with help from fashion houses like Cavalli and Louboutin and Etro. So if you miss the tour, or maybe you just want to relive it in a full air-conditioned glory, then you can get up close and personal with Wax Taylor instead. So the figures are also popping up in New York City, they get the Midnight's version. Orlando gets the Reputation version. Hollywood gets the Speak Now version. Nashville gets Evermore. So if you're the kind of Swiftie who would book a flight to see all 13, I don't think you're alone, really.
Yeah, I don't think so either. And I'm not, look, transparently, I was a non-Swiftie turned Swiftie. And I'm so excited by this. I remember seeing, I don't know which one, Mercedes, back in at the Madame Tussauds in San Francisco. And those things, my first time seeing anything like this, looks so real. Like the work is impeccable.
Yeah, Madame Tussauds is the best when it comes to stuff like that. I've seen some really bad wax figures, like some of the knockoff places have done, and they have not been good. But yeah, super cool. And you can check it out here at Madame Tussauds in Las Vegas. So who is coming with me to take pictures with Fearless Taylor? I'm already planning my moment. Gonna wear my fringe dress so we can look like we're besties. We're like all set, ready to go. And that's what's trending. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Hey, if you ever want to call and comment on anything, you have any questions, have a song request, whatever, you can always call us or text us at 702-364-9400. It was a rough week as far as celebrities go. Quite a few celebrity deaths. And after the tragic death of Malcolm Jamal Warner, some shows, they didn't just entertain you. They basically raised you. Was there a show that defined your childhood? One that really like shaped kind of how you saw the world, or at least made you think like, oh, high school is going to be way more glamorous than it actually was. And for you, you said earlier it was the Cosby Show.
Oh, that was literally my childhood. I grew up on it. I remember, you know, watching it as much as I could when I was a kid. And I think it's because, you know, even though they were an affluent family, they were like super relatable. I'll never forget Just the situational, like, to me, it was the situations that made that show funny. Speaking of, there's a scene I'll never forget. To me, it was an iconic scene. I don't know if anyone listening can relate or if you ladies remember, but it's the Gordon Gartrell scene. And let's bring it back real quick.
Is this the shirt I paid $30 for? Is this the shirt they're supposed to think is a Gordon Gartrell?
You don't like it?
Ask me the question again.
Does anybody remember? No?
I don't. What okay. was that all about?
Maybe I'm aging myself. Okay, so Theo, you know, the big trend was a Gordon Gartrell's, a real fancy button-up shirt. Kind of like, do you remember Zeke Cavaricci?
Yeah.
Okay, kind of like that. It was silk, and it was...
Is that a real brand?
That's a great question. I don't think so.
Oh, okay. It was just for the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my assumption. And so he couldn't afford it. So his sister, I believe one of his sisters, made a shirt for him. And obviously it was like three sizes too big. It was so long. It went, you know, like he stuffed the shirt and the tail ends of the shirt went all the way down past his knees. It's just... you know, I mean, you kind of heard it. Just super. He just over. Theo would always over embellish things, like be overly dramatic, and I just found it funny. And yeah, I need to get a Gordon Gartrell shirt
for my childhood. I didn't grow up in the brownstone with the, you know, jazz playing in the background with the Cosbys. I grew up at West Beverly High. That was my thing. My show was 100% Beverly Hills 90210. That was my entire identity. Well, between that and then Saved by the Bell, I wanted Kelly Kapowski's hair. I wanted Brenda's boyfriend. And somehow I wanted to be in a love triangle with both Zach Morris and Dylan McKay, but I just couldn't figure out how I was going to make that work. So that was definitely, those are the two shows that defined my childhood 100%. What was yours? 702-364-9400. I just, anytime I hear either of those theme songs, and they just don't make theme songs like they used
don't.
To, man.
They don't.
I am instantly taken back to my childhood. This was me growing up. What about you guys? Let us know. We got another Saved by the Bell text here. This one says, I loved Saved by the Bell. I couldn't decide who I liked more, Slater or Zach. Oh, it's Zach all the way. Slater, he was just, he had his douchey moments. You know what I mean?
Yeah, those are great picks. Did you ever have 90210 nights? Like just actual nights with you and your girlfriends, you just like just all plop in front of the TV and just watch it?
No, that was like something I had to do on my own. That was my time. I was analyzing every episode. We didn't really do nights like that, but I could see that being like a nice little rite passage there for you and your girlfriends.
That is a great show. I'll never forget the Peach Pit. Remember the whole crew, 90210 crew, and
Nat from the Peach Pit. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Like those were the best shows. How about you, Steph?
Oh my gosh, this goes back to the late 90s. Playhouse Disney. Did you guys ever hear about Playhouse Disney on the Disney Channel?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Out of the Box was my show, and it was hosted by Vivian and Tony. And it was basically these kids, it was like an after-school program of some sort, and they would go and make a fort out of cardboard boxes. And they would enter the cardboard back boxes, and they would enter those boxes, and it would land in like this crazy room. And Vivian and Tony would teach us how to do crafts. We would sing songs, and you can't forget the iconic goodbye song.
It's been great to play and sing together
in the box,
and now it's time to say goodbye.
So yes, that was my song, and it was so crazy because my best friend Jessica, she had a wedding last year, and she invited Vivian from Out of the Box, and she showed up.
What?
Yes, we took pictures with her. It was an incredible thing. It was like I was living out my childhood memory.
When it comes full circle, we're getting a bunch of texts here. This one says, mine was Full House. I really thought I'd grow up in a house with three dads, a puppet, and a catchphrase for every problem. Was there a puppet on that show? I don't remember
yes.
that.
Was there? Yes, well, not Uncle Joey. Was it the Uncle Joey that had the puppet?
Or oh, he was like a
ventriloquist.
Woodchuck. Yes, thank you, Ramon.
Oh, wow. Yes. This one says, "The Fresh Prince of Bel Air. I thought life would eventually give me a butler and an aunt who changed faces mid-series."
That's all of us.
Power Rangers defined my entire childhood. I was convinced I'd get my own Zord and save the world before fifth grade lunch. And then this one says, "It was Arthur for me. Every episode felt like an emotional life seminar, followed by a fist fight with my siblings."
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress, just like David says. Sleep easy, friends.
You ever feel generous and think, oh, you know who could use a couple of bucks? The U.S. government. Well, now you can help them out if you want, because the U.S. Treasury is officially accepting Venmo to help pay off our little $36.7 trillion tab. Apparently, they've always allowed donations toward the national debt. Who knew? But now they've made it easier. Just head to pay.gov and file off a few bucks like you're spotting your broke cousin or something like that. Except this cousin is a global superpower with a spending problem, basically.
Right.
In 2024, Americans voluntarily gave $2.7 million to the Treasury, which is cute, but to actually make a dent, every adult would need to Venmo $107,500.
So say that again. 100 what?
$107,500.
Oh,
so good luck with that. Yeah, and for context. One proposed bill alone, that big, beautiful bill, that's expected to tack on another $3.4 trillion. So even if we did all pony up six figures, we'd still owe another $12,000 each. And that's just one bill. So like, yeah, I'm not giving the government any money. No shade if this speaks to your love language. But yeah, unless you're also getting a tote bag or a free coffee punch card, I'm not sure what the reward is on this one. You don't get naming rights, you know, you don't get pre-check for life, anything
darn
like
it.
That, you know?
I totally agree with you. The first thing I thought is, yes, it's cute. It's a great idea and it's idealistic, but to pay off, to help, I don't want to sound rude, but I think that for most of us, we have to work on paying off our own debt before we're paying off the national debt, right?
There's nothing rude about that. I think that's just factual. Like, why would I want to give the government my money to help you?
Right.
How are you helping me right now?
But hey, I mean, if you have the money and, you know, it doesn't hurt your lifestyle, then feel free to pay for us. You know what I mean? Pay for all of us.
I don't feel bad for the government.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I don't think they need it.
Yeah, we're good.
we're not bailing you out. Also this morning, we've officially hit peak plot twist on this. Nearly one in four people are using AI to actually fact check their doctors. There's a new survey that found 35% of Americans use AI for health advice. That's pretty normal, I would think. And 24% of those people say they use it to double check what their actual medical professionals tell them. Because, I mean, who needs a degree when you have an app that, you know, gives you your daily advice and horoscopes? In terms of trust, doctors still do top the list, 93%, followed by friends. But yeah, I thought that was funny that we're fact checking our doctors now.
You know what? I've done that. I've also, what I'll do for reassurance is I will Google things that like my doctor has said to me in the past on things I need to work on. And I'll also use AI. So, and I don't trust them. Maybe I just need that reassurance, and I don't know what that speaks to, but, 24%, when you just said that number, I actually thought that was quite low.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think more people double check with AI?
I think that if it's 24% now, I think gradually it's going to definitely go up.
Oh, yeah. I could see that. Mm-hmm. But just to be clear, if blood is shooting out your ear, please close the app and go see someone with a stethoscope. That's probably the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, this morning, if Gen Z is known for anything besides memes and emotional damage, it might be this: not answering your texts. And now we know why, because Gen Z is living that do not disturb life 24/7. The trend with Gen Z, they're saying, is turning on your do not disturb all day, not just at bedtime. TikToks are being tagged, hashtag DND and DND247. They're racking up views with young people showing just how much calmer and less stimulated they feel since they mute their notifications across the board. And experts say it's actually very legit. Leaving your phone on Do Not Disturb can help you with anxiety, sleep, productivity, and just like feeling human instead of a walking push notification, if you know what I mean. And so if you want to try it, you can find it over settings. You go to settings, you go to focus, and then do not disturb. Android people, I think you just swipe down from the top of your screen and hit the moon looking thing. And they say it lets your brain breathe. So if Gen Z's figured out how to stop letting their phones run their lives, maybe they're on to something.
This has happened to me. I tried to call one of my Gen Z friends yesterday, and this happens actually all the time, and now it's starting to make sense. But I mean, at the end of the day, what about responsibilities though? I mean, at some point you can't have it on Do Not Disturb 24/7.
Well, I'm not Gen Z, but yeah. I do this. My phone is usually on Do Not Disturb, and I just like it. If it's that important, I'll find out about it. Like, there's never been anything that I've missed that was like such an emergency. You can set up your Do Not Disturb for certain people to get through, so all my family can get through on any of my Do Not Disturbs. But I love it. That's how I primarily keep my phone, is on Do Not Disturb. And when I have time to like sit and look at my phone, then I'll look at it and see what I missed, you know?
You know what? I've never even thought about that. I might have to adopt this new way of life.
It really prevents a lot of like anxiety for me, and just like always my phone buzzing all the time. I like it, but you know, do you don't mind getting the notifications at all hours? Do you turn it off when you go to bed?
No.
Oh gosh. Oh, that would drive me crazy.
You know what it is? It's a fear of missing out. You don't have that fear. Like just missing out on an important call or just missing out on a call in general. I don't know. That sounds
bad. Do you
really
get a lot of calls in the middle of the night?
I've gotten one or two, and I had to tell them, dude, I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm in bed by 9.
Yeah, you got to put it on Do Not Disturb.
Yeah.
There's nothing that important. And if it's a family emergency, if they call multiple times, it will finally let them through. Like one of our friends, one of our old coworkers, he always does that to me, because if you're on Do Not Disturb, it goes directly to voicemail. Mm. And he'll hang up right up and call right back again, so he goes through.
Stop.
And that happened to me yesterday. I was just chilling. I wasn't feeling great. And then my phone starts buzzing, and I'm like, why? My phone's on Do Not Disturb. I'm like, that guy.
I know who you're talking about.
Always.
He does that to me too.
He's always trying to get through.
Are you talking about Ramon?
No, he's no longer
here with us.
I mean, he's alive, he's not here.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
All right, let's get our contestant. It is Kara. Good morning, Kara. You're caller 20.
Good morning.
How you doing? It's finally Friday. You ready for the weekend?
I'm absolutely ready for the weekend. Let's do this, Mercedes.
Let's do this. Let's get you the $750 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Just guess the song and the artist faster than I can, and it is yours. I feel like you've got the energy. You've got the good vibes this morning. I think it's going to be a fun contest with you walking away with this beautiful piece of jewelry. So are you ready to do it?
I'm ready.
Okay.
And my girl is too.
All right. Well, good luck. I'm going to leave the studio and I'll be back. Good luck.
All right.
All right. You too.
Mercedes is leaving the studio. Kara, I feel good about this. It's Friday. You sound incredible. I'm going to break down the rules for you real quick. We're going to play 20 seconds of a song. You got 20 seconds to guess the title and artist. When you say you got it, just be loud. Be proud and say, got it. And then I'm going to stop the song. And then you got 5 seconds to do your very best to guess what it is. Got it?
I got it.
All right, let's do it. Song starts now. Got it?
I got it.
Okay, hang on. Okay, what you got?
So Crazy in Love with Beyonce.
Say that one more time.
So Crazy in Love by Beyonce.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right. Crazy in Love, Beyonce. Okay, let's bring Mercedes back. Okay. Well, by the way, I hear you.
Where you at?
She's coming. Oh, she's ready to battle you.
She's smack talking already.
She's already smack. She's like very feisty, Mercedes. She is ready to take you down.
Oh my gosh!
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Where'd said
you go?
She's right here. She said she's ready to take you down, Mercedes.
Oh, good. I'm all for it. That's what I want. Yes, let's do it.
Absolutely.
Okay, Mercedes. The sound starts now.
Got it. Crazy in Love, Beyonce featuring Jay-Z.
Okay, hold on, let me tabulate. Mercedes, you said Beyonce featuring Jay-Z, Crazy in Love.
Yes.
0.81 seconds.
Wow. I kind of had a feeling someone was going to pick a Beyonce song today.
Wonder who that was. Kara said So Crazy in Love at 5.84 seconds.
Which means,
I think you won.
Yes.
Yes, you did.
I'm sorry, Kara. Yeah, that one was...
An easy one.
I kind of had the vibes that with Beyonce being in town, we were going to listen to a little Beyonce this morning. I'm sorry that didn't work out. But the good news is on Monday... Or actually, we're going to do it on Tuesday because we're doing a live broadcast from Disneyland on Monday. And so Beat Mercedes is going to take Monday off. But on Tuesday, a $775 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Let's get into it. Cowboy Carter is taking over Las Vegas. Here's Beyonce. It's Mix 94.1. That's Chapel Roan. She just announced her new live shows, Visions of Damsels and Other Dangerous Things. But don't get too excited, Vegas. She's only doing shows in New York, LA, and Kansas City this time around. So she said those are the three cities that she loves and she wants to do something special for them. So No Las Vegas stop, at least yet. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. So there is a new king of impulse buying, and his name is Caleb, age 5. Mm-hmm. This couple in Texas, they recently woke up to find out that their 5-year-old son had treated himself to a little Amazon spree while they slept. And by little, we mean 31 items.
Oh.
Totaling over $3,000. And that includes 7 ride-on cars. Like, this kid was not just shopping. He was building a fleet, it sounds like. I guess his mom was on the phone, like, sobbing to Amazon and when dad was calling the bank on speed dial. And you know, Caleb sitting on the couch, totally unbothered, didn't even care, you know, what he was doing. They say it wasn't an accident either. It was totally premeditated.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So has your kid ever done that, where they pulled off some sort of like a digital heist? Maybe you found out like Roblox charges on your phone a little too late, or maybe your kid couldn't do this because you've locked your phone down because you know better. 702-364-9400. Has that ever happened to you guys? I think the worst for me was like Fortnite with the what are the bucks called? The V-Bucks?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I remember once my daughter bought some extra V-Bucks and I was like, what is this charge? And after that, she never bought V-Bucks again.
Did she buy skins as well?
Yes,
and dances?
She's collected so many skins, and luckily I caught it before the damage was too bad. But now if she wants to buy something, we get her the gift cards that you can buy like at Albertsons for Fortnite instead. Because yeah, that could be dangerous. If you have a credit card hooked up to a video game that your kid plays, I can't imagine the damage that can be done on something like that.
Now, I've never been caught in a situation like that. I'm not a parent, but I can see how easy it would be. Like, have you ever looked at some things you wanted to buy, maybe like shoes or clothes, whatever, and you save it in your cart? And some merchants, what they'll do is they'll remind you. And if your credit card's linked to like Shopify or something like that, it's all the information's already in there. It'll send you like a reminder, some merchants, and you just have to click one button. You see what I'm saying? And then boom, the order's done.
Oh, like it's in the cart? Like you don't have it saved for later? Or
Yeah, it's in the cart. Well, some merchants will actually save it for you. Others, you have to actually like click like saved item.
Oh.
But either way, depends on the merchant. I've seen this happen, and I was one click away from making a purchase. Sometimes I just save stuff to save stuff, Mercedes. I don't know why.
It was you, not a kid.
It was me, not a kid. But I can see how a kid, you know what I mean? Let's say hypothetically, maybe they save stuff. Maybe their parents save stuff, and automatically maybe they get onto their iPad or get onto their phone and then click, see what happens.
Yeah, for sure. Let's talk to Miranda. Hey, Miranda, good morning.
Good morning.
Has your kid ever made an unexpected purchase?
Yes. So one night I was cooking dinner and I got a notification that there was someone at the door. And it was DoorDash. And I asked them if they had the right address because I'm in the middle of cooking our dinner. And they confirmed my name and information. And at that point, I, you know, am looking around and my 7-year-old son then runs to the door so excited.
Oh, God.
And that's when I realized what happened. I had tried to distract him with the phone while I was making dinner, and he apparently got too hungry while he was waiting, and he ordered over $300 on DoorDash.
No!
He was hungry.
What did he order? Do you remember specifically?
Yes, I'll never forget, because this guy came up to my door with 10 Happy Meals.
Oh, God.
And one slice of cheesecake from the Cheesecake Factory.
He made them go to two different places.
Yes, I didn't tell my son like cheesecake at all, let alone enough to order it with his Happy Meal.
Oh my gosh. So, I mean, you had to just keep him. Did he end up having Happy Meals for dinner that night, even though you were already cooking?
Yeah, and he had them for lunch and breakfast, and as long as they lasted, he was eating Happy Meal stuff anytime he wanted. I told him, just go get it before it goes bad.
How do you lock down your DoorDash? Like, that is something we should all be aware of. I never even thought about that. Miranda, that's amazing. Thank you so much for calling. We're getting so many texts. Apparently, this happens more often. 702-364-9400. This one says, my five-year-old ordered a life-size cardboard cutout of Harry Styles. I don't know whether to be mad or proud. You should be proud. I mean, agreed. You got to keep that for sure. This one says, we got a delivery of a trampoline. My son said I thought we needed to jump more.
Needs more exercise?
I guess so. And then this one says, I caught my kid trying to use my fingerprint while I was asleep so he could buy more Pokemon cards. I wish I were joking. Oh, yeah, because, like, on my iPad, you need your fingerprint in order to unlock it. So it's pick it up and then you just gently set it on there to try to get into the iPad.
Isn't it crazy how smart kids are these days? Way too smart. And then the fact that this is, I assume, all these cases are premeditated, right? Going in, knowing what I'm going to order.
Oh, yeah.
As a kid, that's just, I was just never that bright. I was just never that smart.
Steph, you have nephews. Did they ever buy anything on your watch?
Yes, I remember I gave my nephew on his phone the password to my iCloud.
Why?
so he can buy some games. And okay. I was thinking he'd be like he would ease up, like, here's a dollar here, here's a dollar there. I got my bank statement from iCloud. It said that he charged $133 on games.
Oh my gosh, what kind of games?
I mean, like Candy Crush and like Minecraft and stuff like that. I'm like, what are you buying off these games?
That, did you make him pay you back?
No, he was like 9 years old. What is he going to pay me with?
This is one of our junior listeners, Nolan. Hey, Nolan, what's up?
Hi, Mercedes.
Hey, have you ever done this? Have you ever bought something without your parents' permission online?
No, but my dad, he was on a boys' trip with some of his friends in Nashville, and they ordered 5 pizzas, but the default address was our house. And he accidentally left the address to our house, so we got 5 pizzas delivered at 2 in the morning.
Oh my gosh! So,
you guys get fed, but yet he's starving.
Did you guys eat them?
Over the span of like 2 weeks.
Nolan, that's the best. Drunk dads, you never know what they're going to do.
2 a.m. in Nashville, huh?
I know. Well, it was 2 a.m. here, so what time was it in Nashville? 4 a.m. There's a time difference. That's crazy. Oh, my gosh. That's great. All right, let's do it. It is time to win. It is time for the Mega Minute, and we've got your tickets right now, 4 of them, to check out our advanced screening of Freakier Friday. It's happening at AMC Town Square. Lindsay Lohan, Jamie Lee Curtis, they are reunited for Freakier Friday, and you're going to go right now when you conquer the Mega Minute. We've got 10 questions. We've got 60 seconds. You get them all correct in that time, and you are going to the advanced screening. Caller 20, you get to play the Mega Minute right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Allie, you are caller 20.
Yay.
You ready to take on the Mega Minute?
Yes.
Okay. How's your Friday going so far?
It's good.
You sound like you're hesitant.
No, I just dropped my son off at daycare.
Okay. So it's like,
so
now
I'm glad.
You can concentrate and get this done, right?
Yeah.
All right. 4 tickets to the advanced screening of Freakier Friday, AMC Town Square. We've got them for you now. 60 seconds, 10 questions. You just got to answer them all correct in that time and win. Are you ready, Allie?
Yes.
All right, Allie, if you're struggling with a question, you can say pass, or if you get one wrong. If we got time in the end, we'll circle back to that question, and the Mega Minute starts now.
Which famous tennis tournament is held every summer in England?
Okay, pass.
What is Spider-Man's real name?
Oh my God, Peter Parker.
Yes, so who is the lead singer of Coldplay?
Oh my God, pass.
What actor plays the title character in John Wick?
Oh my gosh, what's his name? Oh my god, I'm freezing up. Okay, next one.
Which fruit is associated with Isaac Newton and gravity?
Apple?
Yes. What organ uses 25% of our oxygen supply?
Lungs?
No. What comedian?
Heart?
No. What comedian on SNL?
Brain.
Yes. What comedian on SNL was the first person to say, live from New York, it's Saturday night?
God, I love Saturday Night Live. I don't know the first one was passed.
How many lungs does the average human have?
Two.
Yes. What is the process called where a caterpillar turns into a butterfly?
Metamorphosis.
Yes. The rhino. Oh, Allie, I'm so sorry. Some of these were kind of tough. The famous tennis tournament held every summer in England. That is Wimbledon. Lead singer of Coldplay. Chris Martin, who's been in the news a lot lately. Which actor plays the title character in the John Wick franchise? I think this was on the tip of your tongue, Keanu Reeves. The comedian on SNL who was the first one to say live from New York, it's Saturday night, that was Chevy Chase. So I'm so sorry, Allie. That means we can't make you a winner of the Mega Minute, but caller 20, you get those tickets right now, four of them, to the advanced screening of Freakier Friday at AMC Town Square on August 5th. Caller 20, you get them right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
The world of wrestling just lost one of their biggest stars, WWE legend Hulk Hogan. He died at the age of 71. According to TMZ, medics were sent to his home in Clearwater, Florida, after a cardiac arrest call on Thursday morning. Fans have been speculating about his health for weeks. I guess he had neck surgery in May, and then there were rumors claiming that he was in a coma and near death. His wife, Sky Daly, had pushed back on all that, saying he was recovering and strong, and he's been through countless surgeries after years of just brutal wear and tear on his body. No word yet if the death is connected to the recent procedure or what, but Hulk Hogan dead at the age of 71.
Yeah, I can honestly say I was really surprised to hear this. Now, despite all the ailments that he had, which I wasn't aware of. I didn't know it was that extensive. I was watching last night some of his past interviews as early as, he did an interview maybe 6 months ago, another one 9 months ago, and he seemed fine. So that's what's even more shocking. It's just he seemed fine. And
yeah, I guess it was just like in the recent months and, you know, like the last 2 or 3 months that things really went downhill. But you were a big fan of his, right?
Yeah, well, he definitely was part of my childhood. I'll never forget. I believe it was WrestleMania 3. Do you ladies remember Andre the Giant?
Oh, yeah. From Princess Bride.
So he...
That's how I know him. I love your references and how you know things.
Mercedes, that is a great movie, by the way. I love that
movie. One of my favorites of all time. I love it.
Me too. Different topic. He body slammed Andre the Giant in WrestleMania 3. And the guy is like 700 some pounds. And that was like, I was like, whoa, this guy is amazing. I just remember going to Blockbuster and waiting for the different WrestleManias with Hulk Hogan. So, you know, he definitely put pro wrestling on the map.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like on a mainstream level. That's my opinion.
Is it difficult, like when you have someone who's like someone you idolized as a kid and then you grow up and you find out the real person kind of behind, you know, the persona wasn't exactly someone you would want your kids to look up to. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, it's like, you know, he was literally caught on tape using the N-word several times and full-on racist rant, and there's some other things that are pretty questionable. Does that change, like, when you became an adult and you're like, ew, maybe that wasn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean. Does it tarnish his character, at least for me, slightly? Yes, but then
only slightly, really?
Well, maybe more. I'm just thinking back.
I'm just asking, too.
Yeah. It definitely made me realize who, you know, that he was more than Hulk Hogan, just like you said. But I kind of, and I'm not giving this a pass, I kind of separated it, meaning that Hulk Hogan is a character.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think his real name is Terry something.
Terry Bollea.
Yeah, Terry Bollea is really That's who he really is. And yes, it definitely did didn't go well with me, but I still do think he put, you know, he did put pro wrestling on the map. But again, who he really was and the terrible things he said.
You separate those two.
Yeah, it's not all right. Yeah.
Also, this morning, you might want to think twice before hitting the road this weekend. New data from Carfax shows that Fridays are the most accident-prone day of the week in 43 states. And yes, we're one of them. Blame it on the Friday rush. Tired drivers, people just mentally checking out. Mississippi had the highest percentage of Friday crashes at over 18%, but big states like California, Texas, New York, they weren't far behind. So if you're looking for a safe day to drive, Sunday is your best bet.
Yeah, that makes sense. I feel like Friday is every day here in Las Vegas. I see accidents all the time.
Really? More than from where you're from?
Absolutely. I think you ladies alluded to it maybe like a week or two ago, but man, last Friday, literally just driving to the Strip. That's from Southern Highlands to the Strip, what, maybe like 20 minutes, less than 20 minutes. I saw no less than 5 accidents, all rear-ended accidents.
A lot of people would make the argument that it's the people coming in from out of town that are causing the accidents.
I don't know what you're talking about. I've lived here forever.
Yeah, didn't you say you go 60 on the freeways and you're not going to go any faster?
Well, I found out the correct speed limit, ladies. You are right. It's 65. I go 65.
I like, you are aggravating a lot of drivers. I'm glad you found the 65, mm-hmm. But still, that's a little slow, I'll be honest.
Real quick, don't you think it's better to drive slower than feel rushed all the time? I feel like a lot of these accidents is because people are rushed.
I feel like the people that go slow are the ones that really cause a lot of the frustration on the roads. Like, I'm not saying go 80, but like, just keep up with the flow of traffic. That's all I ask. It's like when I have to hit my brakes and you're in the in the fast lane, it's like, I get it, it's 65, I get it, that's the speed limit, but it's like, read the room, read the roads, yes. You know?
Okay, well, Preach. We'll definitely talk to Seth about it. Preach. Seth, no. You gotta drive faster.
No, I'm good. We need to get you to go a little faster, Julian.
Finally this morning, turns out your gut might be smarter than you think. Scientists at Duke have discovered what they're calling a sixth sense in your stomach. It's a neurobiotic system that lets your gut directly talk to your brain. So in mice, those without this key receptor kept eating and they kept eating and then they started gaining weight. But the ones with it got the signal and they backed off the food. And it's not about hormones. It's actually instant neural communication between your gut and your brain. So basically, you know, your body might be trying to help you make better snack decisions, but you know, whether you listen, that's another story. But when they say seriously, like go with your gut, you should really go with your gut. There's something there.
So your gut and your brain, essentially what they're saying is they're connected, correct?
Yeah. Like it's like this sixth sense that you have there.
Okay. I'm not going to lie. I'm not the smartest with this stuff, but my mom always said, trust your gut. And I think I need to start listening to her more.
Maybe it's time. Yeah.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
You were right there all along.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. So there is this new social networking app that just launched in Vegas. It's called Clockout. Have you guys heard of this app before?
Little bit, but I don't know the background.
Okay, so basically this is an app that claims to be for young professionals, but to get in, you either have to get an invite from someone who's a current member, or you have to pass an application and it's reviewed by their people. And basically, they call it a concierge team that reviews it. And here's the kicker. If they don't think you're smart enough, they're going to reject you. Like literally send you a letter implying you didn't meet their intelligence standards. And so what do you think? An app-based on intelligence. You're not smart enough. It's like giving that you can't sit with us energy.
Yeah,
you know?
You're not good enough.
Well, I wouldn't say good
or
enough.
Smart enough.
Yeah. Okay. What do you guys think? Some people are saying it's a little elitist. Others are saying, hey, this is just kind of curating what we want on this app, what we're all looking for. Like we're in this common space and we're looking for someone who's intelligent. So what's wrong with you know, weeding out the people that are not intelligent? Do you think an app should be allowed to decide if you're, you know, not worth it? And it's not just dating. It's just like personal connections too. So it could be professional connections. But if you didn't pass the IQ vibe check, then you can't be in it. So what do you think? 702-364-9400.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't pass this.
Why do you say that?
Because you just said smart enough. Now I was going to ask you, does it say, how do they gauge intellectual ability? Is there an actual like exam you take? How does that work?
Yeah, like I just had said concierge team that they analyze your application. And so it's all based on their opinion on how you answer their questions, you know, what your standards are, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Would you want to be a part of an app like that? Or do you think that is kind of elitist? 702-364-9400.
Yeah, I'm definitely not for anything elitist. I think it's, I mean, look, people can do what they want to do, but at the end of the day, that doesn't make it right. And I you know, for lack of a better word, I like it when everyone is the same, you know, like everyone's like parallel with each other. I don't like I don't like different statuses. Know what I mean? Like one's higher than the other. You know, I feel like everyone should be able to eat at the same table. And what this feels like to me is that only a certain level of person can sit and conversate at the table with these people. Does that make sense?
Well, I guess I think the way I'm looking at it is that not going to be filtered out in the long run anyway? Like, let's say they put you with someone, mm-hmm. and the person really wants someone smart, and not saying you specifically, but the other person is not smart, and then they're like, I just wasted my time. So aren't they taking out like that first step? Like, hey, these are smart people looking for other smart people. Like that's on their criteria, where some people might say, hey, I want someone who is blonde and blue eyes. That's their criteria. So is this just like taking away one of those steps that you have to do the work of, oh man, now this person's not smart. I don't want anything to do with them.
That's what it sounds like. But I mean, when it comes to, if we're talking about dating specifically, I feel like sometimes people, you know, have you ever been in a situation where you think, I know what I want, physically looks like this, intellectually looks, you know, they passed this degree or they went to this level of schooling, and then you realize you fall for someone that's the total opposite. I just feel like, you know, for me, it's about meeting different types of people, and I don't think that's giving everyone a chance.
But does everyone have to be in every space?
No, but this is an opportunity. I look at this opportunity. At the end of the day, if they don't, hypothetically speaking, if everyone is at the table and some are not at a certain level as others, and, you know, they can decide. It's up to the decision. Right? I mean, they can decide who they vibe with or not. But at the end of the day, if you're already cutting a certain portion of people out, I just don't. That's just not how I think. It's just not who I am. So I don't know.
I feel like this is a good thing. If that's what you're looking for, then that's what you're looking for. What do you think, Steph?
I think this is a brilliant idea. And the reason why is because, I mean, I know I'm not in the dating world and I haven't been in forever, but I have a lot of girlfriends who are dating and they say how difficult it is on these dating apps. When they're meeting a guy, they don't say who they are when they're talking online. And it's an easier way for people to relate on different levels. Like for me, even though this might not be the app for me, I would love an app that says like they're street smart, they love hip hop, like those types of things that I know and love, and I have an app for it.
They've
perfect.
Narrowed it down so you yes. don't have to narrow it down. They've helped you a little bit. It's just another tool, right?
Yes, exactly. And I think if I wanted someone that was smart and intelligent, this would be the app for me. And I think that if I'm dating, this is it. I go on my app, boom, oh, I know this guy's smart because he passed the IQ test.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Are we talking about different things here? When you're talking about hobbies and interests, that's one thing. I mean, you can, there's Hinge for that. But I mean, if you're talking about like intellectual ability, I mean, again, look, we're not, I'm not, I haven't seen the questions. I can't see how they gauge it. I just feel like it's on missed opportunities. Have you ever heard of, is it Raya? Raya?
Yes, yeah. Exactly. The celebrity dating app,
not
right?
Not into it at all. You have all these celebrities.
Well, you wouldn't be allowed into it. None of us would. None of us would.
How do you know? Maybe we would.
Absolutely not. There's no way. None of us would get in that app. But that's like, I accept it. Like, that's just the reality. And I feel like you say, okay, hobbies and interests is okay, but intelligence is not okay. What if my interest is someone intelligent? That's what I want to, yes. you know, be around. So why is that not okay?
It's okay, but I don't need to like it, right?
No. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
We're getting some text here. This one says, I'm in tech. We've been doing this for years for invite-only betas. It's not that deep. If you're mad you didn't get in, maybe that's the point.
Hey, calm down, sir. Calm down.
This one says, if an app wants to cater to a certain kind of user, let it. We don't need every platform to be a free-for-all. Some of us actually like structure and standards. Mm. And this one says, not everyone deserves a trophy. Some of y'all proving the app right just by being mad about it. So,
yeah.
I mean, I guess it's all preference. Is it like a meetup when you look at the events? Like, that event is something I'd like to be a part of. That event, I'd like to be a part of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I understand. It's just a bummer for
me. What meetup would you want to go to, Mercedes?
The meetup? I don't know. Honestly, I'm intrigued by all the Beyonce fans that are in town.
Ooh.
And I my daughter. Oh, dang. I gotta ask you this question.
Tell me.
Hold on. I'm going to
tell me.
This
if it's about
really
Beyonce, we have the time for it.
She sent me a text, told me to ask you a couple of questions.
Oh, I hope I know the
Where
answer.
Where are they? Can you please ask Steph if she thinks Telephone Part 2 is coming since one of the Vegas exclusive shirts has Beyonce on the phone?
Oh, what? My God. Can I just say that I can go on a tangent on this? And I say yes. I think that Telephone Part 2 featuring Lady Gaga and Beyonce, I think it's going to drop tomorrow night, her last show of the tour, right at the end. Right when she ends with Amen, the song, it's going to go black and she's going to drop it.
Okay. And then she adds, and Lady Gaga has the day off from Mayhem Ball on 7/25. She is back in San Francisco on 7/26.
Yes. She's going to be here tonight.
It's going
to
happen?
I don't know, but I want it to happen. So I'm crossing my fingers. Wow. Even though it doesn't happen, I'm manifesting it today.
Okay. Well, let's all manifest it. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. I'm always up for a bargain, but this one just turned chaotic. Did you guys see that DoorDash Sephora promo that happened on Wednesday?
Little bit on TikTok.
They were giving $50 off of a $100 order. And I was like, oh my gosh, like $50 off? I was like, think of all the things I could buy. So I literally like went to my DoorDash cart, put in stuff, And it turns out it was for the first 8,000 people, and it wasn't valid once I got there. So maybe I save money in the long run. But what's funny is I just kept seeing on social media all these like male DoorDashers that were sent to Sephora for their for their clients. And it was like watching puppies and, like, walking around like all bit wide-eyed. Like, the videos are so funny. There's like TikToks with these guys that are holding up bottles like they're ancient scripts, like trying to figure out what is what. And I guess one man asked a Sephora employee like if setting spray was the same thing as Febreze. And I'm like,
got it.
Oh my gosh. I'm not even joking. So it reminded me of the one time I did use Instacart and I got a male shopper. And I never even thought about it before. Never like gave it a second thought. I got so many messages from this guy, like asking me questions about the stuff I was buying. Like so many. I remember I put 1% milk on there and he messaged me. He's like, can you just take whole? And I was like, no, I cannot. I'm like, you can substitute the brand if you want, but I want 1%. And then I had also requested, what was it? Oh, Pink Lady apples. And he said, is there a logo or a mascot of a pink lady on these? How do I know what is a pink lady? I'm like, that's I had to literally explain everything to him.
I have to tell you, I don't even know what pink lady apples are.
I would not want you as my Instacart guy. And that's the only other time. The other time I used Instacart, I got a woman. I had no issue. As a matter of fact, this woman, I had gotten shredded cheese. And they were having a 2-for-1 on the shredded cheese. And she messaged me saying, it's 2-for-1. Would you like me to grab you another? And yes. I was like, yes, girl. Mm-hmm. Yes. Like, no issues.
She knows.
So, like, it was the total queen. So is there like a job that you feel is not necessarily gender specific, but like certain genders are better at it than others? Obviously, we don't want to make blanket statements. But in that case, My female Instacart person was a little more efficient than the male one. And it sounds like they had a lot of problems at Sephora this week.
I hope this doesn't come off as a blanket statement, but I have a list.
You actually have a list? Like, yeah. You've been preparing for this all your life?
I have. Well, I'm very specific. And guys, I love you, but I just got to be honest. For me, it's very specific when it comes to alterations, clothing advice, hair, even though I have a male barber, which is very new for me. Usually I like to go with a woman. Real estate, flight, and anything food related, anything like flight and food, anything
well,
flight
you're
related.
You're going through this list, but can you explain why?
Yeah.
Why these are all jobs you want women to do, or you think women do better?
Because details, patience, and empathy.
So for a real estate agent, your hairdresser.
Yep. I feel like they're going to take more time because, you know me, I ask a lot of questions. And I've had in the past, guys just don't want to deal with it. Do you know what I mean? Like I think there's a certain threshold where from past experiences, women are just more understanding. And I don't mean to diss the guys. I really don't. It's just my personal experiences. They've just been more understanding and also more detailed.
What do you think? 702-364-9400. Is there a job that you would prefer one gender over the other, and what's the reason for it? Steph, do you have any of those?
I'm just listening to you guys. I was kind of on the fence, but I've made my definitive answer just based off of you guys. I need females to do anything that understand me because I'm a female. We get each other. But Julian, you kind of proved a point, and I kind of want to put you to the test. If you were a DoorDash driver or whatever, and you're going to Sephora, I'm going to quiz you on some makeup items, and I want to see if you know what they're used for. Okay?
Okay.
What is concealer used for?
Concealer?
Yeah.
Easy. It's the base. It's the foundation. So you want to conceal any of like like the wrinkles or the
where do you put it on your face?
Right underneath, around the eyes.
Okay, not bad.
Okay,
Mercedes, do you have an item that you think that he may or may not know?
What would you use? Let me think.
Jeez, I'm so nervous.
I can't. Gosh, I wasn't prepared for this. I'm trying to think.
What about primer?
Yeah,
what's primer used for?
You mean like paint?
No, primer on
in
your
makeup.
In makeup.
Oh, make okay. Easy. It's to get your like when you wake up in the morning, for example, you want to get your face ready. So you prime it before you put on the makeup.
Okay, not bad.
What about toner?
Toner? It's just to make everything not too heavy. Just a light toner, you know, just to bring out the, what's the word I'm looking for? I wasn't ready for this. The not imperfections, but just to make your face shine a little bit more.
No,
you know what I mean?
Toner is to like moisturize your face and close the small pores.
Yeah, it's to moisturize your face and close the small pores. Right, that's what I said.
This is why.
What do you think? 702-364-9400. This text says, I won't go to a male OBGYN. It's nothing against them. It's just a comfortability thing. I have a male OBGYN, delivered both my daughters. He's amazing. I wouldn't change him for the world, but I've heard that from several people because a lot of women that I've heard with that complaint say that they're not as empathetic to like if they say they have cramps, they're like, oh, you'll be fine. And they don't understand. Like, they don't get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've had one before once too, and it wasn't like, it was just kind of weird and uncomfortable in a sense. But versus if it was a female, I'm like, oh, she gets me. I know I can trust her.
I really feel bad for all the guys. I hope it doesn't sound like we're going in on them. You know what I mean?
I think men are great at a lot of jobs. I don't want to say that they're not good at any jobs. I think that I've only had a female pilot of an airplane one time that I know of. And that's because I met her walking in. She was awesome. But I've had good experience on airlines with male pilots. I'm trying to think of I was gonna say mechanic stuff, but you just had an issue with that.
You know what though, the mechanic was a female.
Oh really?
Yeah, she was a female. And then I think with like streetwear or like clothes and shoes, I think I would trust a male.
Wait, on streetwear for you or for James?
For me. If I'm like, I feel like that's a little bit more of a masculine like streetwear. So I'm like, oh, I want to get this baggy shirt. What size should I get? Like, oh, I think a larger would look better.
That's interesting because there's a lot of women that are into sneakers and stuff, and I feel like they would relate a little bit more and know how certain things fit, where guys kind of make blanket statements. Oh, just get this size. It'll be fine.
This one says, I DoorDash during that Sephora sale. Never again. I asked an employee where the lip dust was. She said that's not a thing. I had to find drunk elephant bronzing drops and thought I was looking for liquor. Worst 44 minutes of my life.
If I knew drunk elephant was a brand, I would be so confused too. Like, wait, I'm not at Lee's. I'm at Sephora.
That is hilarious. I feel for you. That must have been a rough day. So if anyone, I saw some TikToks follow-ups, like women are like, they brought me the tester on this item. Like, what were they thinking? Do they not know what a tester is? So funny stuff. All right, let's do it. It is time to win. Time to play Heads Up and Up for Grabs. We've got your tickets, two of them, to the Brotherly Love podcast. Matthew, Joey, and Andrew Lawrence are coming to town. They're doing their podcast at the Strat Theater over at the Strat Hotel, Casino, and Tower on August 15th, and you're going to be there when you win Heads Up. All you got to do is pick your category, and when you get six answers in 60 seconds, the tickets are yours. Caller 20 plays, 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Cheryl, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Woo!
Let's do this. We've got tickets for you to check out the Brotherly Love podcast. Joey Lawrence, Matthew Lawrence, and Andy Lawrence, you are going to check them out at the Strat. They do their podcast live. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Checkmate and Chill or Code Red?
Checkmate and Chill.
All right, let's do this. International Chess Day was on Sunday, so these are all things that are associated. We're just getting excited here. Things that are associated with chess and board games, okay?
Okay.
Chess and board games. We just need 60 seconds to do this. Are you ready?
Ready.
Let's do it.
All right, Cheryl, here we go. Heads up, and 60 seconds starts now.
You say this word when you win. You say what? What?
Yay?
No.
I won.
No.
Checkmate.
Yes, checkmate. This is what, not the king, but the what?
Queen.
Yes. This is, this is a board game with Colonel Mustard in the library with a candlestick.
Clue?
Yes. This is a game that you spell words with little tiles.
Scrabble. problem.
Yes. I'm going to pass on that one. This is a game that you have a reverse card, draw four, a wild.
Oh, no.
Yes. This is what the smallest piece on the chessboard, and there's a bunch of them.
Pawn.
Yes.
Woo!
You got it. Congratulations, Cheryl.
Thank you.
You are a winner. We got you two passes to check out the Brotherly Love podcast live at the Strat on August 15th. You are in for free. Amazing job. And yeah, you definitely want to check that out. Make sure you are listening next week because we are going to have quite the items to give away, including tickets for you to check out Disneyland. That is all coming up. There we go. next week. So yeah, keep listening. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress, just like David says. Sleep easy, friends.
Some breaking news this morning. Crews are responding to a building fire that's happened near the UNLV campus this morning. It was reported right around 8 this morning, and it's on Maryland Parkway just north of Trop. That's per dispatch. There's a lot of heavy plumes of smoke, a lot of flames. We don't have any more details other than that immediately. I'm guessing that traffic in the area is probably an issue, so keep that in mind as you're headed in to work this morning. Also this morning, Uber, they're finally rolling out something that I think a lot of women have been asking for. And that's more control about who is behind the wheel. We were just talking about gender-specific jobs and jobs that you would prefer a man versus a woman and vice versa. Well, they now have this new women preference feature, and it's launching in the U.S. for the first time, starting with L.A., San Francisco, and Detroit. And women can now set a preference to be matched with a female driver. They can request one on demand. They can even pre-book a ride with a female driver. It's not a guarantee, but it does increase the odds. Female drivers also get the option to only pick up women, even during high demand hours. Uber tested this in 40 countries before they brought it here. And honestly, like, what took so long on this? Giving people, you know, more comfort, more control, feeling safer when, especially if they're on a solo ride.
Yeah, I'm with you. And you know, at the end of the day, you know, aside from the safety factor, also options. Give them the option. Right? You know what I mean? Some people just feel more comfortable with someone of their, you know, of their own gender. So, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Also this morning, if you've ever hit Wednesday and thought, wow, how is this week just dragging on? You're not alone. And now we've got science to back us up. There's a new study that found a 4-day work week is linked to better mental and physical health, like actual measurable improvements. I guess researchers tracked almost 3,000 workers across 5 different countries, and the results were the stuff of like burnout dreams, really. People felt less stressed. They felt more productive. They had better overall well-being. And this wasn't just people saying that they felt good. They were actual real health boosts. So can we just like go ahead and normalize the 4-day work week, please? Because 5-day weeks are just not helping us at all.
I agree, and I don't want to, it's not trying to get out of working less, because actually you're working more efficiently. I always wondered why. I mean, you have Japan, you have Iceland, you have France, you have Australia, that are, you know, either doing it or adopting exactly what you shared. And if there's actual scientific proof, why wouldn't we? Part of me just wonders and thinks that corporations just like the actual idea of someone putting in an amount of hours, and they equivalent that to the amount of days I just spend here in the office.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't think the United States will ever adopt something like this nationwide, like maybe some companies here and there. I just feel like that's the mantra of the U.S. Work until you die. Work right. Until you die.
Sleep
don't,
until you die.
Don't have any social life. Mm. It's all work. So hopefully I will be proven wrong on that, but who knows. Finally this morning, Justin Timberlake, he is back in the headlines. And it's not for a good reason, apparently. He just performed in Romania at the Electric Castle Festival, and fans were very quick to call him out for just giving the bare minimum energy. There's a bunch of clips going around where he's performing, and I use that word loosely when I say that, because he barely sings, he gestures a little, and he mostly lets the crowd do the heavy lifting. Here's an example.
Stop.
He's holding the mic out to the crowd and making them sing. I hate when artists do that.
That is a...
Especially for the notes that you want to hear. Yeah.
That is my biggest pet peeve. Like, I did not pay money so I could come and scream sing at you. Like, what are you doing? I mean, Justin, I know you've had a tough month, but if you're going to hit the stage, like, pretend like you want to be there, you know? The guy just didn't even seem like he cared to be up there.
I'm not making excuses for the guy, but we don't know what he's going through. Maybe he just had a really bad conversation before he got on stage. Maybe he's having some relationship issues. So is that a possibility? Is that maybe, I'm not giving him a pass, but maybe just...
You are giving him a pass.
Well, maybe during that one incident. Maybe that one...
But he did it at the next concert too. It's like an ongoing thing, man, where he's not doing anything anymore.
Two bad conversations right before he hits the stage, really gets to your psyche. Not to mention, how old is he now?
I don't know.
Probably upper 40s, mid to upper 40s, something like that. I mean, the body ain't what it used to be when he was in his 20s.
Yeah, very true. Very true. That's a, I guess he gets the old guy pass. It's Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.